7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Well, are we?
Nope. I don't think so.
No, I don't think we are.
Back at it again, another week. Martin over here is just being negative today, so bear with him.
Pouting.
Well, welcome back, Eric.
Oh, thanks.
How's life been, dude? Because you've been missing in action for like 12 years.
Yeah, it's been the best time around. Went to Tahoe, fucking had a blast up there. It's
what'd beautiful you do up there.
Then you hoes or what?
No, just drank a lot, ate a lot, had a good time, relaxed.
Dude, just describe like TGI Fridays. Dude, tell us something good about Tahoe.
There's hoes in the name of Tahoe.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful up there. I didn't want to come back.
Okay, there you go.
It was perfect weather. It was 60 like every day. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So you were just out there bathing in the sun or what? Because you're freaking dark, fool.
I was just walking around.
Yeah, dude, I can barely see you right now.
Yeah, dude.
We have the lights off right now.
I was going to call you Habibi right now.
That's fine.
Look at the guy Pooh from fucking The Simpsons.
Dude,
you just
started to get fucking road flares in that beard, dude, because I can't even see your ass.
Or whiten those teeth.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Now Martin wakes up. He's just looking for the opportunity.
No. Looking for the opportunity to talk shit.
Fuck, forget him.
Did you guys snowboard up there or no?
No, there wasn't enough snow to snowboard, but it was
yeah,
a little
dude,
bit.
It's fucking June.
I went last year when I went June, it was during the finals.
In Tahoe?
And there was fucking snow up there, yeah.
Yeah, there was snow up there, but it was already starting to melt.
Like, yeah, I don't know about
it. No, there was snow, like snow. We had to go to the Ross up there and try to find clothes because we thought it was going to be summertime. And that.
Well, I heard Mammoth is going to last till August.
I don't know if that's good.
For real?
Yeah.
That's freaking crazy.
But Mammoth is known for, you know. But still, like, that is crazy. This winter was just pretty dope. It was a really good season when it comes to snowboarding.
That's fucking nuts. It's all July and shit. It's fucking snowing.
I think I'm retired from snowboarding.
What?
It's just not, like, something that I have to do.
Dude, it's so much fun. I just like being up in the mountains, man.
Why, Martin? Why?
I just don't know.
No, he's been out for like 2 seasons now. Is this your retirement? Are you announcing it right now?
Announcing the podcast.
He's just done.
You will see my shit on eBay soon.
Stupid.
More like OfferUp.
OfferUp, yeah. My board's from like 2008.
You too?
That shit's old as fuck.
Like the UFC fighters, instead of laying your gloves on the mat, you're going to lay your fucking snowboard in the snow or what and just walk away?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
boots
of that,
in the trash.
Chael Sonnen retired last night.
Oh, yeah. He
took a knee to the face and retired.
His fifth time retiring.
Definitely needed to retire.
Dude, that dude should, he excels in being a commentator and his podcast is good.
Yeah,
his podcast is super good. So he has no reason to keep fighting.
So give us your retirement speech, dude. I want to hear it.
Snow, just not worth it. Can't afford it.
Just go on your birthday, dude.
And especially the one I would always get was Mountain High, and that's like on some bullshit.
Mountain High. Do you remember when we got that season? That was season pass from Mountain High.
Whack,
and it was like the wackest season ever.
I remember I cracked my ribs on rocks that time.
Yeah, I cracked my ribs that freaking season. The worst, dude.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of bed, dude. I had to raise one leg up and then like somehow shimmy up. It was ridiculous.
Shimmy. Spell shimmy.
Shimmy.
You can't use words that you can't spell.
S-H. Shimmy.
That's what someone said. If you can't spell it, you can't use it. Shimmy. S-H-I-M-M-E-Y?
Sure.
Or is it I-E?
Or is it just Y?
Is it just Y?
Why are you looking at me?
I know, dude. He looks like one of those Indian kids, huh? From the spelling bee.
That shit.
I'm dyslexic as fuck. I can barely read.
Speaking of 2020, who do you think's gonna be in the lineup? Something crazy
for Coachella?
Yeah.
Well, I heard. Well, I haven't heard shit.
It was a great band.
I read.
It's unpredictable.
I read that supposedly people are talking about
Slipknot
was gonna be one of them.
Supposedly.
I don't care how I said it. I said it, and you understood me. So shut your ass up,
man. I don't think Slipknot can be a headliner though. I think it'll just be like a tent. Like the Sahara tent or like one of the smaller things. I don't think they can actually headline.
So you
they can headline.
You guys they can. They've done it before at Coachella.
Yeah.
You guys been to Coachella though.
They could headline.
Yeah, they could headline.
I've seen them fucking live.
I don't know, guys.
There.
You said he did it before? Because they don't really good. Repeat artists. So we can look that up.
What was the one that we saw? What was the one I said?
Radiohead?
Radiohead.
Imagine Dragons? Radioactive?
Radiohead did it once already. Twice, actually.
Well, let's check the facts.
Then check it.
Fact check.
I know Metallica's done it. But even if they haven't done it, they could headline. Why can't they headline?
I'm already thinking about my outfits.
Like with this day and age, like, they're just going to go with some artist that's like super well-known now. Like Slipknot, their audience is a little bit older. And it's just not like the hype.
Yeah, but they bring... Oh, I've never been there, so I can't really say shit. You guys both been there before. You've been there before?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been a few times.
Don't fucking... You don't have to yell at me. The fuck? I just asked a question.
Dude, you've been super rude today. You snatched the beer from my hand.
Stop projecting us. Stop projecting on us.
Yeah, no, they haven't been there.
But who was there last year?
Freaking Beyonce, I think.
Are you looking?
Last year, Ariana Grande.
Are you looking for Slipknot?
I look.
You could just hit Command F to do find, and just type in Slipknot.
Yeah, you don't know that yet,
fool. Dude, I know they haven't been
computer?
There.
Learn your keyboard shortcuts.
Oh my gosh, fucking guy.
Madonna? What the fuck?
Slipping.
Nothing.
Into darkness.
Not slipping. They've never been there.
Well, they're going to be there next year.
Stop spreading fake news.
He's like, I'm the number one fan. They've been there.
So allegedly.
Radiohead was there in 2004. That's it.
Oh, shit. 2004 when we started high school.
They don't do that. Beastie Boys in 2003.
Oasis.
Who hasn't been there twice?
Radiohead.
It was in 2004?
Yeah.
And they were there when we went, too.
What year did you go?
2017.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah.
How'd you guys Airbnb
it? I don't remember them.
Or camp it?
Yeah, because they played before...
Well, let's see. Hold on.
Asking questions never being fucking answered.
Cool, because we're trying to figure something out right now.
You were saying something?
It doesn't matter. You're looking up, it does not matter.
He got that right. They were there 2017. So they'd done it twice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Well, who do you guys want to headline?
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I want a sick ass band. Imagine like Rage Against the Machine and shit.
That'd be dope. I want Zap.
We're going to get fact checked like hell.
I want Zap to show up. Ooh. Or Atlantic Star. Some oldie shit.
You want Art Laboe to just open the stage?
No, dude.
Fuck. I'm going to sell my Coachella tickets just for Art Laboe concert.
No, I think they're going to come through. They usually do. Sometimes the headliners are
whatever.
Chris
Breezy.
They usually do. Oh, man.
Breezy.
Oh, Weezy was there 1 year.
Breezy.
We
were there. Oh, he said Chris Brown.
Oh.
Get your Breezy's right.
Dude. Chris Brown. What's up with you and Chris Brown, dude?
He's the real deal, Holyfield.
What the fuck? What has
Act,
he done?
Sing, rap,
parkour,
dance,
beat up
parkour,
females, beat up females,
beat up chicks, beat up dudes,
do drugs.
Who did he beat up?
Fashion icon, artist.
I don't know.
He didn't beat up no dudes.
Yeah, I know. Dude, stop spreading fake news.
Yeah, but some of those girls look like dudes.
He challenged fucking Soulja Boy, and never happened.
Soulja Boy looks like more like a chick than a dude.
I know. I wanted him to beat up Soulja Boy, but Chris Brown actually called that off. That was lame.
That would have been a funny ass fight.
Yeah.
Fucking Soulja Boy. Are you excited or what?
Like I said, I'm already thinking about my outfit.
So just to give you guys a little bit of a recap.
You can just cut me off. That's cool.
712.
Fuck you.
I don't got headphones on, so I don't know what's going on. The 7125 media group.
My voice, bitch.
Shut up, bitch. You got cut off for a reason. I'll sit there. We'll be at Coachella. We're all going to Coachella. So.
We're not doing this right at all.
Well, hopefully we got some merch done.
Yeah,
so
you guys can look for us.
Hand out some
at Coachella next year. We'll all be there.
What are the things that go over the beers?
What? Koozies?
The koozies. Hopefully yeah. got some of those made.
Get some stickers. Fuck, dude,
no one's going to spot us out walking around with koozies.
Yeah, no one's going to fucking drink koozies at fucking Coachella.
You don't hold beers and shit?
What the fuck? You all hot as you be? God damn, dude.
Yeah, you drink when it's hot, bitch.
Yeah, but why can you put a koozie in your fucking beer when it's hot, dude? It's like 100 and something.
It keeps it cold.
What the fuck? No, it doesn't. Yeah, that shit warms it up.
Is that
sometimes.
A fucking head warmer?
Not all koozies keep it warm.
He said it so matter-of-factly that it made me think twice. Like,
not all of them keep it warm, though. Some like, of them are fucking cold. Depending on what type it is.
Yeah. We're just like, it keeps your hand warm, so it's, you don't have to have it on the cold can.
So are you allowed? You're not allowed to bring your own alcohol.
No, nah, dude. I mean, if you're camp, yeah.
So well, what I was saying, telling Eric earlier, like 2 hours ago.
It's on a house party, fool.
That we could find someone that's camping and just have them, like, stash our shit.
Dude, what are you talking? Oh, like at like the
our
festival?
Drinks, yeah.
No, because I think you actually need a pass to go into the camping area.
Yeah, you can't walk into security into the campground with alcohol.
Allegedly,
no, he's
allegedly.
He's saying we could visit the camp area and drink at the camp area if we know someone camping.
Yeah, but he's saying the stash stuff, like alcohol
well,
in the camp area.
Yeah,
you could do that.
With someone that's camping there already.
Yeah, but you can't bring it in with you unless
no,
you have
he,
someone.
No,
yeah.
He's just saying we go and party at the camp area.
Whoever's camping, they can leave and come back to their camp. So they can leave, come, give it. We'll give them our beer and then whatever, we'll figure it out. Not fucking Ryan Rocket Science. 007, Nintendo 64, snow level.
There's big head mode.
All this shit you're talking right now, you're probably going to tap out within an hour in the festival. So.
Yep. That's why I was allegedly asking what types of substances.
There's this thing that's like the size of a very small stamp.
Yeah, but we were trying to figure out where we get that from. Well, he knows a guy that knows a guy that produces something that might be able to ask somebody.
I know a few producers.
Some pretty good producers. Fuck. It'd be hilarious.
But like I was saying about my outfits.
So what do you got for day one?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do like an open button up. You know what I mean? Buy some. I got a gold suave. Chain. Buy another one more gold chain.
Shout out to Macy's.
Yeah, shout out Macy.
Keep in mind, this is not till April of next year, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your shit straight. Get it now; it's cheaper.
What the fuck?
Payment plans.
Yeah, you definitely have to have some comfortable shoes, dude. Because you
that's
walk.
What he was saying. Day. I was gonna say I was gonna wear my rainbows.
You fucking chuckles. Nah,
dude.
No.
Like I wouldn't say nah, dude. You're gonna get stepped on like crazy. Yeah.
Fuck,
man. This is crowd. Like, you don't understand, like, how big these crowds are.
Yeah, and everyone's fucked up. They're going to step all over your shit. You're going to step in shit. Like,
literally
you might step
in
on
shit.
People.
Yeah, you're going to feel something squishy and be like, what the fuck was that?
And it's human shit.
Yeah.
Or it might be a person.
Yeah. You might kick someone in the face.
You might just have to hop over an orgy. So
prove
stretch.
It. I don't believe
that's
that.
That's more
part.
EDC. It's more Monster Massive.
They don't have Monster Massive anymore.
I know, that's why. That was back in the day. Shout out
well,
2008
so
Monster Massive. No, they still have EDC. It's
but
Vegas.
I'm saying that's back in the day as well.
Have you been to a music festival like that? Like
yeah,
similar to Coachella?
Monster Massive, EDC, shit like that.
You should be all right.
My
then.
First Monster Massive, I went there dressed in my club clothes. Like I was going to the club.
You were in a button up all fucking Rico's.
No, I was in a fucking sick ass fucking Metro. Tyler Molly used to have that Metro.
Oh, yeah.
It was
I
called Metro
that.
Something.
Yeah.
It was a little more pricey.
I don't know. It might have been. But
damn, all of these La Sierra kids, I tell you, man.
And then I had
might have been. I didn't check receipts.
And then I had like a scarf.
Just swipe it
I had like a scarf thing. Like back in the day, the scarves. You know how the scarves.
Oh, man. Like, I know you're talking about. Like the scarves. Middle Eastern thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then I had some black high top. Like I think they were super. They're shiny.
Yeah, you're describing 2006 like a motherfucker.
That's 2008, bro.
Oh shit!
Is that what you went as 2006?
Because I feel like that was 2006, but you just tried it 2008.
No, but it was fucking comedy because I was like. Everyone was so nice. I was getting all these numbers, and then dude, the next week I was hitting the numbers up. They're like, who the fuck is this? I'm like,
oh, yeah, shit. Dude. You don't remember that shit.
I know that's true. Well, so I realize dope. That now.
Man, like, yeah, that was, it was cool then. I feel like it got, like, saturated after a while. Like, there was just, like, the people that weren't all about it. Like, it was, like, different crowds.
Well, it was nuts because I was letting people blow shit in my eyes and fucking just drinking shit and, like, sharing my water and all that shit. If
you,
I knew, if
you
I was
did this
now,
completely sober,
no, allegedly. But I wouldn't have done what I'd done back then if I knew now, because I'm a germaphobe now. I can't even eat at Home Depot or Home Depot.
Hotel buffet. Yeah, I can't eat at Home Depot. Yeah.
Especially, I don't recommend it at all.
Especially can't eat at Lowe's, dude.
You tired of getting sawdust in your fucking salad or what?
What's wrong with you?
They're just both places where Mexicans are.
It's because Steppy got next to him. He got fucking all nervous.
No, I can't do potlucks. I can't do like buffets or anything. So I just see it's just gross.
No, I was actually thinking about when we were still doing the podcast in the trap house. Fucking Eric shows up from Mexico. Like, he just got back from Mexico, super drunk. That one episode where he was belligerent. And something, he got bit by like a spider or something, some fucking Mexican tarantula, and fucking he was scratching his leg like crazy.
Oh, what happened to that?
Hold on. He scratches his leg and then he goes and grabs the Pringles and we're like, yo, you can keep that, bro. You can keep that. Like, yo, you just gonna scratch your leg.
He
like,
did it on purpose.
I did. I wanted all those Pringles.
My germs.
What happened to that? Did you?
Oh, I got cut today. Bite? Actually,
where was it?
Think about it.
Which one? I had a bunch.
Mind, check this
was
out.
It the one that was right here? I have like a scar there now.
God damn! That, yeah, you might have to get stitches or glue.
What is that? From when?
I got stabbed by a freaking vent today.
By what?
A vent. Oh. Like, you know, like the one, like, you know, where like you have your washing machine and the dryer and stuff.
It just jumped out and stabbed you.
Yeah, dude.
And you didn't ask for a band-aid or anything?
No, I was saying hi to like one of the homies at the, we were, you just came from a birthday party. Started and I could feel that shit just stab me as I leaned forward. I was like, I looked at Veronica, I was like, did I just get cut? She's like, yeah, you did.
How many beers in were you?
No, I just got there, dude. I was just saying hi to everyone. Yeah. And then, so that sucks. That's why I had to drink beers. But long story short, I had to put alcohol and all that other shit.
Yeah, that's a shitty feeling.
I know that. Put alcohol in your mouth.
I know that feeling when your skin just tears.
What?
Martin, fucking sour as fuck today, dude.
Better Martin, dude.
I was in the sun all day, bro.
Grumpy pants.
No, he's grumpy as fuck.
Like a straight emo right now.
Dude, he acts like we weren't here early, dude.
Oh.
Do you see how he said it though? He's like, did you get alcohol in your mouth?
Like, are you trying to say like, oh, like I'm an alcoholic? Like, it's like, come on, bro.
Stop projecting on us.
I know, Jesus. Tell us your drink
as he chugs his beer.
tell us your darkest secrets, dude. Let it out.
I'm the only one that tells their secrets on this motherfucker.
No, I'm talking about my poems.
No, I was talking about some craziness. Stater brother craziness. No one backed me up on that.
Because you're the only one that's ever done that, dude.
I don't believe that.
I've never jacked off in the fucking
parking lot, dude.
I never said that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, dude, I just stayed in the parking lot.
Prove it.
2018.
We got the audio, dude.
That was something.
We might have to clip that.
That was just content. I was just saying shit to say it. I don't have video. Unless you have video, you say shit.
I bet you that Stater Brothers has video.
That was early 2000s.
All right, guys. You guys know to look it up. Last year, Stater Brothers, early 2000s.
He's all in the cut. Were you like in the front of the store or in the back of the store?
I don't remember. I just might have made that up.
He's trying to put white out over it. Did Tyson Fury win?
Yeah,
he won today.
Was it by what decision?
No,
TKO.
Oh, he knocked him out.
Or the stoppage.
Well, Kenny, the referee, stopped it.
Oh,
before the bell rang.
Yeah, can you text him and ask him why?
I'll see what's up. He's probably busy right now. Yes, bitter Martin at it again. Bitter Martin at it again.
Nah, because Melissa be watching these shows and then she naming them by like names like their friends. I was like, oh yeah, go ahead, text them.
Like what shows?
Just like Grey's Anatomy, all fucking 23 fucking seasons.
Grey's Anatomy.
God damn,
I never watched that.
Can we
once.
Look at, how many seasons is there? Can we look that up? At least like 20.
I guess I'm spreading fake news on this pod. Who is it? Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Is it Grace or Grey's?
Grey's. I think it's E. So Grey, G-R-A-Y is color. Oh, G-R-E-Y is like last name, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Or do we know the difference?
No.
I don't. I think. There we go. How many seasons?
Is there...
And all these shows...
15 seasons.
See, all God these damn. Shows... Yeah, all these shows that women like... There's just a lot of smashing going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone's getting with everybody.
Yep. Yep. Like, that's every single show that they watch.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's like, just watch porn.
And then I get in trouble for watching porn. It's fucking, what the fuck's going on with this world?
It's always like the new guy at work or some random shit.
Or some doctor bullshit.
Yeah.
He is an actor. It's not real life.
It's like shit, that book they were all obsessed with. It became a movie.
50 Shades.
Harry Potter?
50 Shades of Grey.
Harry Potter. Fucking Miley fucking doing sex scenes and shit.
Hermione? Or what's her name?
What, isn't it Hermione?
Hermione?
Miley.
It's not Miley
Cyrus. It's not Miley. It's not Miley for sure.
He said Hermione?
Isn't it Hermione?
Hermione.
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 Hermione. I don't know. Eric, you know, you read the books.
Or the Twilight.
You look like someone that read
Twilight
the books.
Guys.
I just remember that classic scene from This Is the End. When he was like, what the fuck, dude? You just got fucked up by Hermione.
Oh, yeah. Getting rapey vibes.
Man. One of the best jokes from that movie, too, was when he was like, when he was, I guess he stole like the James Franco's porno.
Oh,
he's like, what the fuck, dude? You got porno magazines? He's like, you checking off like a pilgrim. You got fucking... He's like, you got iPads all over this bitch. Just funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Danny McBride. Did you guys ever watch...
Eastbound Down?
Eastbound and Down, dude, Kenny Powers.
Oh, man. Hilarious.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
I gotta rewatch that.
I think he was the first one with the mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curly ass mullet.
That fool was a G, dude.
I want him to come out in a new movie. He hasn't done anything recently.
The new movie I want to see is that fucking Elton John movie.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
That shit looks dope.
You know what movie we watched yesterday? The new Adam Sandler movie.
Is that Netflix?
Murder Mystery.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. It was actually funny, dude.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
It's classic Adam Sandler comedy. You know, a little family.
Everybody's in it. The same fucking people.
No. Actually, no.
None of his homies were in it.
It was like good enough to like finish the whole movie. It was funny. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
She still looks fucking bad, dude, for being 67 years old and shit. Fucking tells her the crib age and shit.
She got out of the retirement home just to make that movie, and she still
looks good.
I just can't watch.
Eric, why you staring at me like that, dude?
It's so crazy. I can't even watch things now. Like,
I'm not staring at... I can't Hulu even see or you Netflix. Right now. I'm staring into the darkness. That's what it is.
I just see eyes and a beard. That's all I see.
Fucking bomber.
I can send you to Melissa, and then we can see your teeth.
No. My teeth are fine.
I know.
They're fine. It's fucked up. I just got that joke. Good job, Martin.
Joke.
You said it funny.
He's so funny.
Dumbass.
I just want to put a shout out to the women's USA soccer team, 13-0.
Dude, that shit looked like a FIFA. Like, there was a meme going around, and it was like when you forget to change the difficulty on FIFA.
For real, that shit was crazy.
But when I seen the girl's face on Thailand, the players, I felt like they didn't even know what was going on, really. Like,
like they were just forced to play and shit.
Like, yeah,
go out there and represent your country, goddamn.
Half of more boys.
Just kidding. Lady boys. But Colombia won today. I know. I only know that because Tony's house, they all went up to us like, Colombia won. I guess they beat Argentina.
Oh, but that was men's.
Yeah, that was something different. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we're talking about World Cup. We're not CONCACAF.
I'm talking about it. You're talking about
Well, we're talking about soccer that we none of us know about besides your dumb ass. fucking talking shit on paisas. Look at your well, ass.
Especially because you guys made me get ESPN Plus, so now I can't watch soccer all the time.
Oh, we made you. What
the fuck? Forced.
How much you pay for that?
I don't know.
Damn, I can't with the I don't know. It must be nice, huh?
I don't know. But, oh, dude, you know his fucking house has a built-in vacuum in the fucking...
In the walls,
in the
dude?
Walls, dude?
What? It's not my house.
No, so for real. The vacuum's for Eric.
I don't
explain
know
this vacuum, dude. Fucking blew my mind last week.
So there's just little... it's like a hole, but it's covered by something. So you just lift it up, and then you have a big old hose, which is your vacuum. You just plug in your vacuum, and you turn it to the right, and then it just starts sucking. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I got the picture. You paint a beautiful picture
there's
with
just
your words.
Different little holes in the house.
Yeah, stop skeet dubbing with your hands right now. I'm pretty damn sure you put something else in there too.
Yeah,
sick bastard.
Look at Officer Doofy over there.
We already talked about this.
Don't come in my room when I'm washing my clothes. When I'm washing my clothes, what the fuck? But yeah, dude, fucking rich ass lost here, kid.
So what are, like, what's something that we're not doing right?
Everything.
This podcast.
Showing up on time.
Literally everything.
Dude, I was showing up. Kid's birthday party.
Oh my god, I've been at multiple birthday parties and I've left early.
But it was fun, dude. It was actually fun. There was tacos.
Here's one thing I was talking about earlier. I don't know if we're doing life right. Me and my brother were sitting there. We're a couple of our friends, whites. And all our friends had kids. We're the only one enjoying the kids.
Well, the difference is all those people are high school sweethearts.
He gives those kids back.
So, like, they had kids super young.
I wasn't young. I was 23.
Well, you just can't pull out.
Huh?
We're making fun of James because you know how James has like 10 baby mamas.
That's a totally don't even fucking put me in the same situation as James.
So we were saying that James only had sex twice and he had a baby because his pullout game is that weak.
Does he have three kids?
No, he has two, but he says he might have a third one.
Yeah, he's like, I want a third one. And he's like, oh, I gotta find another baby mama.
Yeah, because he was looking at all the little kids. He's like, man, once a kid to get to a certain age, you're boring.
He was there?
Yeah, he was there. He was chilling.
He's scared to come over? Or what?
No, he hasn't worked.
Yeah, it worked out. He had a shutdown on freeway. Get yelled at. He was getting yelled at like crazy last night. He calls me. He was like, dude, I just got to call you so you can hear this. He's putting the cones down and shut down the freeway. People are like, get the fuck out of the road. What the fuck? What is this? I'm late to something. And you could just hear them yelling. And I was like, damn, people were that angry.
What freeway? The 15?
15, yeah.
15.
15 was backed up last night. And they're just yelling at James.
Well, it is his fault.
But if you would see James on the street putting cones, I would yell at him too. Fucking walking all slow, trying to lift his pants up and shit.
He doesn't wear a belt, huh?
No. The funniest thing is, have you ever seen James do a squat?
Have you ever seen James do a squat?
Why like would he ever do a squat?
Because he has to pick something up. Pick something up.
He does the old man squat. Like he lifts his shorts up.
Lift his shorts. There's a process to it. It's like a solid 2 minute process before he picks up the thing up there. It's like those fucking safety videos. They're like,
yeah. It's on the legs. It's on the legs. But you can't. You don't want to tweak your back.
Stay in the green zone. Stay in the green zone. Yeah, he does like a mini splits, and then he picks his shorts up or his pants, and then he goes down slow. Fucking James, dude. Yeah,
you don't want to.
I was on the
back.
Phone with him, and he's like yelling back at these people. I'm like, dude.
He's what like, time no, was it?
He literally, I don't know. It was probably like 9 or 10. Oh. So he calls me. And then some guy's like, hey, man, I live right here. Do you know the way to get around? He's like, dude, it's 2019. Just use your GPS. I'm like, dude, you don't tell people that. You're like, what the
fuck?
You
guys have to deal with customer service.
Like if James.
It's construction.
Well, yeah, but still, people are going to complain.
Like if James
look
is
at the
a
guy,
badass.
Round faced black guys over there. Yeah.
Like if he was a badass and shit, what if this guy would have been like, oh, yeah.
Pulled out.
Like got out and shit. James would have been like, oh.
And it is Norco, so that shit could pop off.
Hey, it popped off down the street in McKinley, so.
Oh, yeah. Pull that shit up.
It's already up, son.
Good
that's
segment.
Crazy anatomy, son.
Good segment.
I know this is Mario with his sad current events. Yeah, there was
shit. It was like right down the street.
Off-duty LAPD officer Costco. That fired his gun in Costco in Corona. killing one and injuring two others.
So did he even shoot the dude that he was in
an altercation? He killed the dude.
With?
So oh, I guess him? Like they got an altercation. He got an altercation with someone and supposedly it wasn't him that started it. He just pulled out, blasted him, and then blasted two of his family members.
So that's a plus for Sam's Club.
Wow. Too early. That was too soon, dude.
Yeah, there's this chick. I saw some dick. The crazy part was like the doors were locked. So there were people were trying to leave, but the doors were closed. They couldn't get out.
It was like an emergency. So some chick thing. Broke
her. So hand. Why did he keep shooting? He just missed.
No, I think he, I guess it might have got like fucking, like the dudes must have been swinging on him. It must have got violent. So I think he shot the one dude, and then the two family members tried to attack him.
Oh,
and then
with
he
the
shot
dude?
Them too. Yeah. Oh, so the two, shit. They were in critical condition, and then the one dude died. Yeah, it's fucking crazy right here down the street. Well, not from here, but yeah.
So I wonder if we can get our membership, like, lowered.
Oh, fuck.
Do you think some of the free samples were stolen?
The free samplers are probably killer.
No, they switched the whole Costco's whole switch. Like they have, you can buy clothes and shit there now. Like
it's always been like
I know, but now it's like clothes.
What do you mean?
Back in the day, it was like swim trunks, like a sweatshirt and shit. Now they got like fucking like pants
and
jackets.
They got like full outfits.
Yeah, and they have like crazy stupid.
They just have like bundles of them in the middle. It's just fucking stacked up. Boom, boom.
And there's like, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go there. It was a PlayStation game. It was a hockey. I used to love hockey on PlayStation. You know, I'd hide it underneath it because I thought maybe one day I'd come back and get to buy it.
Dude, I used to do that shit all the time,
too. I used
to
do that at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And then I'd come back the next week, and I'm like, fuck, they cleaned it up or they found it or something.
When we really wanted to rent a movie or a game, it's like, oh, well, maybe next week when we come back, no one's going to look under Top Gun.
Top Gun. Fuck.
I'm surprised they haven't made that one, remade that.
They probably will, dude.
Was there a second? No. Was there a second one?
No, I don't think so.
Why does it sound so like
Top Gun? Which one was Top Gun? With the one with Tom Cruise?
With Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there is.
Oh, there was Top Gun too. Look at.
Oh,
what the hell?
I think there is a remake going on right now.
Oh, 2018.
Weren't you guys singing that song?
Top Gun 2 trailer.
What were you?
Oh no, Maverick Top 2020. I think they are making one right now. They're currently working on one. Life.
That's in Top Gun. When we sing, were you guys?
We were
singing
the Celine Dion song, the Titanic one, dude.
Oh shit!
Oh, that's when we were testing the mics.
Do it,
wherever you are.
Yeah, we were actually
watching Titanic.
Yeah,
today.
We're watching Titanic. I forgot.
Well,
how
I think
that
like Titanic was my first porn.
Me too. That was the first time I saw tits on TV.
You're so stupid, Rose. You're so stupid.
Oh yeah, you're so stupid, Rose. Why would you do that, Rose? You're so stupid.
I remember when I was a kid. That was what
paint
that
me like
rated R.
French girls. Yeah, yeah. I think it was
because
rated
when I was living with my dad and my stepmom, we couldn't watch PG-13 or rated R. So when they would leave, I'd put in Titanic, but you'd always have to rewind it back to the point where it left off. You know what I mean? So that's a bitch.
I've never had any of those limits in my place. I was watching fucking Face of Death when I was like 5.
Oh man, where is that?
I want to see that.
That wasn't that when you were 5.
Hell no.
No, you don't.
Where do you
no,
see that
you
at?
Don't,
now?
Dude.
You can buy it. You can probably buy it.
You can rent it?
On Amazon.
I'm sure you could find it.
I don't want to buy it. I want to rent
remember
it.
There was, I'm sure Eric can download it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure I could find it.
Allegedly.
Somewhere.
I remember there was one episode on that thing that it was like
episodes?
A Japanese, whatever it was. A Japanese family was like chilling and they were playing with these puppies. And they're like,
them.
You know, playing with the puppies, whatever. And then the mom straight grabs a puppy and she puts it on the counter and whack, cracks his head and shit. And they start cooking it. So I was like, what the fuck? So
on some puppy sushi.
I remember the one where the dude lit himself on fire against that like tree.
Yeah.
Remember that one? That was
puppy
good.
Sushi
the
shirt's
have
coming out soon. That shit's fire.
Huh?
A puppy sushi shirt? Like you make a puppy into sushi. Merch
that's
coming
up,
soon.
Dude. That's fucked up.
That's hilarious.
The fuck?
Merch is not coming soon. Shout out, PETA, stupid.
Fucking
remember bum fights? We had bum fights.
Oh,
those are dope.
Bum fights was a shit. Bum fights was a shit.
You know what the shit was? Ghetto brawls, but it like you see ghetto, they'd be fighting, and all of a sudden you see like just big old black booties bouncing. Like, they threw those in the middle somehow. Like,
I remember on bump fights when the
tagging videos with Cope.
On bump fights when one of the crackheads that were trying to like make him fight, and he's like, Yeah, it shows your tattoos. And this was all showing his tattoos. And I don't know where he pulls out his fucking dick. And he has a fucking happy face on his tattoo.
Oh my God.
I mean, his happy face on his fucking dick. Like, what the fuck? We're like, what the fuck is this?
Good old 90s.
Good old girls gone wild.
Oh, girls gone wild. Dude, I remember we used to go to Rosarito and there was like posters and shit at Club Iggy's for Girls Gone Wild. That shit was a big deal for a while. Havasu, all that.
Yeah.
Didn't it get shut down because of the guy who did some like crazy shit?
I don't remember.
I thought Snoop Dogg was involved.
I thought it was like tax evasion or something.
Oh yeah, there you go. I think it was tax evasion. Snoop Dogg. I think
that could have been Wesley Snipes.
Oh, are you putting this shit on what's her name's computer?
Oh shit!
Yeah,
we're using your girl's
computer.
Oh
my God!
you're gonna have to explain all of this later.
I'm gonna look up like midget porn.
And she's gonna think it's me because I'm like,
hey,
big
luck
booties.
Explaining all of this.
She's like, he would watch midget porn for the ass.
It's all midget gay porn.
Whoa, hey.
He's all, oh, that's my favorite. Look at Martin, dude.
Just found him out.
Three beer McGee over there.
Oh, bankruptcy in 2013.
Yeah, they got a few different things they were fighting. Girls claimed they're filmed without consent. Yeah. Just didn't work out for those guys.
I'm sure they were living the life, though.
What should I look up? So yeah, his history should just be filled with...
Nah, delete the... Go and delete the cookies. Delete whatever has to be done. Now. Before you forget.
No, we'll remember.
No, you won't.
After we look at more stuff.
He's all worried for his life right now.
Not worried.
Dude, you know this is connected to her phone, so the same history. Just probably looking at it now.
She's sleeping.
No, I'm just fucking around.
What time is it?
He's all nervous. So let me take another sip. Fuck.
I'll just have to sleep at my steppies.
I'll make you sleep out here, dude. The rats.
With the rats. With the ghost in here.
Oh, there is a ghost in here.
Dude, it was making weird noises last time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was making some weird ass noises. We're like, what the hell is that?
I don't know. Your spirit was here.
Yeah, your spirit was here.
It's all drunk, stumbling around.
It was probably when you were meditating on the lake and shit, and you came in here.
Probably.
With your Habibi powers.
Do you guys dream? Like, have dreams constantly?
I don't.
I don't even remember my dreams.
Dude, I have vivid dreams every night.
I don't have vivid dreams every night, but most of my dreams are super vivid.
What?
The ones that I do have are, like insane.
Okay.
Like, I was just telling you this earlier. I had fucking dreams of, like ghosts and shit that I slapped around.
This was pimping ghosts in his dreams.
Yeah. Usually always the same scenery. Like the same neighborhood, the same fictionary downtown I created. It's weird.
What the? Yeah. So it sounds like you put yourself in that.
Probably. Yeah, I think I created it
like
over time.
Before you fall asleep, you're like, oh, I want to.
Nah, not
this.
At all, dude. Nah. I've had reoccurring ones since I was a kid.
Yeah, I had a reoccurring one when I was a kid, too. I always end up like, looking at a hole or like a tunnel or something, looking at a tree. I looked it up and that means like the tree of life and shit. But I don't know what I'm doing in that fucking tunnel. Yeah, that's what I gotta find out.
Going like, back to Mexico.
Oh, fucking guy, dude. First of all, I'm Italian.
He said, I Italian.
Fucking idiot. Well, you look more Mexican than I do, first of all. Yeah. You dark ass fool. Wearing bands, a band shirt. Who wears the band shirts in 2019?
Yeah, you got that at Cole. Shout out to Cole.
I'm still a motherfucker.
You just crossed over the border with a Dodgers hat on and shit.
I like the Angels. I like being tan so my teeth look whiter than they are. I wear dark colors. I know how to play this game of life.
Sure you do. Do you? Are you doing this right?
No.
We finally got our logo for this, so
is you're
keeping up with this. Huh?
Is that the one we're sticking with?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm just asking. I thought you shipped it off to the other dude, too.
No, for the beer one.
Oh.
No, nah, this one will stick
with. He didn't feel comfortable with having your face on his shirt.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see different variations of it.
I did like the bottle cap, though.
Yeah, the one that you tried. No.
That was Steve's idea.
Well, MySpace Steve?
Yeah, MySpace Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
Yeah, shout out to Steve. Thanks, buddy.
Does he know Tom?
He did for a while. Yeah.
He actually knew Tom from MySpace?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, they had meetings and shit.
What the fuck?
What'd he say about Tom? Say anything specific?
Nothing specific, no. But he said that, like,
why Tom, did he ever change his picture?
Tom would go, like, up to him, like, specifically and, like, ask him for things to put on the website. Like, he'd bypass his whole team, just go straight to him.
I follow Tom on Instagram, and he's like a photographer. Like, he's just using his money to go around, travel the world, and take pictures. It's pretty cool.
Who bought MySpace?
I think Justin Timberlake and somebody else. Yeah. They try to make it into a music platform.
What's the next big thing? There has to be something about
podcast
bigger than Instagram.
Bigger than Instagram?
I don't know.
What would be the next?
That's kind of crazy.
Is there something new that's coming out? Because
Instagram's like it's like a magazine. It's like a digital magazine.
Yeah, I haven't really seen anything coming up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
People just complain about the algorithms of stuff.
Yeah, there was like that.
Like Twitter made a big comeback.
Was it Google Plus?
Oh, yeah.
Google Plus they tried, was dying. That was whack.
Yeah, I think I got an email saying that they're dying. Like, they're going to cut it off.
Yeah, they're
going
to cut it off. Yeah. Vine, I remember, was huge, and it was hilarious. But that died out. But that was... Instagram was the cause of that.
Yeah, I never jumped on Vine.
Same here, but I would watch the videos
because
they're just so funny. Crystalia was huge on Vine.
I feel like Snapchat's like that now, though. Like, no one's really posting videos on Snapchat anymore. It's more Instagram.
It's still, I think it has its days when it goes up and down.
Yeah.
Because people still use it for like sketchy stuff, and people just use it just to post content.
What do you mean sketchy stuff?
Because Snapchat was created to be just a cheating app when it first started. Like, it was supposed to be like, hey, like, this is how we can talk. Send us your nudes. It won't save on your camera roll.
People used to put like live porn on there and shit.
Well, now that's what it is. I mean, like, all these hot chicks swipe up and subscribe to my private Snapchat. Like, a ton of girls are making a ton of money off of that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's their filters. Like, for example, the swap one that just recently went viral.
Oh, the gender swap?
The gender swap one. Like, that's that type of shit keeps them alive.
If I was like a fucking AI chick, I'd be fucking balling right now.
You'd be selling yourself.
What would you do?
Be selling my chonies, doing all that shit. Whatever.
Taking pictures of your feet.
Whatever's clever. I'd be balling.
You'd be a cam girl, Martin the cam girl.
Martina the cam girl. Go fuck.
Fuck. That's not the image I want to see.
We gotta put that link on the website, Eric.
Yeah. Martina the camera.
Martin's cam girl with the link.
Martini.
That's gonna be our Patreon.
Martini the cam girl.
Nah,
if you donate to this podcast,
it's just gonna go link straight to our fucking merch site.
It's all random shit. She's just sitting there eating cereal and shit.
Nah, but if you're a female and you're good looking, you can just, you don't have to fuck with the dude. You just have to, like, just lead him on and he'll sort of buy you shit and do all that bullshit.
Yeah, if you're hungry, like, just say, hey, I want to go to this nice place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Like, if you're a chick and you're hungry, just hit up some dude and they'll take you to eat no matter what. And, all right, thanks.
One girl was saying that, like, Playboy approached her. And she was like, man, the money they were trying to give me, I can make more money on Snapchat.
Damn, just, that's fucking nuts.
Have her come on the podcast. We need shit like that.
I don't know her. That was just a story I looked at.
Oh, fuck. Why you talk to her? That's how Melissa talks about Grey's Anatomy. Like, she knows these motherfuckers.
You've never got into a show that you're just like calling by name and shit?
Peaky Blinders. Shit. I'm going to start watching Billions now. We got Showtime.
I know I was like that with Sons of Anarchy. I will always be like, yeah, you know, Jack. And shit like that.
Sons of Anarchy. That shit got boring.
Fuck no, dude. That shit was dope, dude. Yeah.
I really liked it.
That was a dope ass show, huh?
It was. I got to like, how many seasons is that? I got like to five, like, I think.
Six, seven, right?
There's more than that, right?
I don't know. I think it was a cool when, spoiler alert, fucking when he killed Gemma.
Spoiler alert
to all this shit.
Gemma died? Don't tell me that. I didn't finish it.
See? Spoiled it for fucking Martini over there.
Hey, you said it got boring, man.
I know.
Oh, the dad, right? The dad killer?
No.
No, dude.
Jack killed
Jack killed his mom.
Why? Because like, Wayne got the baby?
No, because she killed his baby mama.
The drug addict one?
Nah, dude.
Oh,
dude, you're
behind.
The legend is like hot one.
Tara.
Oh, Tara.
Dude, you want to see Tara nurse. Acting really good? I don't know if you have
Showtime. Oh, yeah, Billions.
Billions, dude. Fuck, she's a beast in that. Yeah, dude, she's a counselor. That. She's a big role in it.
She's hot, too.
And that show is fucking really good.
Yeah, it is. The few episodes I've seen have been really good.
You know who, like, last season that I saw, because I haven't started on this new season, but last season it was the dude from Con Air. Fucking, what's his name?
Oh, Nicholas Cage? Cyrus the Virus.
No, Cyrus the Virus. I don't know his actual name. But
Nick Cage is on that? That's crazy.
Nick Cage is going kind of crazy. I'll get to that next. But the guy Cyrus the Virus from Con Air, like the bad guy in the movie, he's fucking super sick in Billions. Like he's kind of a villain.
Badass actor.
Yeah, he is.
That fool is a badass actor.
Nicholas Cage is.
But Nicholas Cage. Oh, he is. Yeah, actually.
Any movie I see with Nicholas Cage, like Tom Cruise or
Tom Hanks is the shit.
Tom Hanks, the dude with the fucked up nose.
Owen
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey is a shit.
Like there's certain movies, if I just see a name, I'll just be like, fuck it, I'll watch it. Denzel.
I even like the short part of Wolf of Wall Street.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, did you see what just happened to him? They tried to fucking extort his ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know. 12 Dogs was amazing.
12 Dogs.
Or Snow Dogs.
I think it was Snow Dogs. Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know about 12 Dogs.
No, the one that I like with Cuba was
Cuba, not Cuba.
What did it say, Cuba or Cuba?
I think it said Scuba Steve.
Some people call it, I don't know. Well, Cuba Gooding Jr. Whatever.
You say however the fuck you want to.
What was that?
The one with him and Robert De Niro when they were divers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Divers.
Men of Honor. Men of Honor.
Men of Honor. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good ass movie.
Yeah, it's a badass fucking movie.
Dude, both of them were fucking great in that movie.
When Robert De Niro cuts the bag and throws it into the ocean, like, go get that shit. Like, that shit was tight. That was a dope ass movie. He's a badass actor.
Which one?
The one that we just mentioned.
No, but he said, what's his name too? Al Pacino.
No, I said De Niro. They're both in it.
Oh, De Niro. What's that new movie with Pacino, De Niro, and all that shit.
Oh, dude. Those motherfuckers. I'm going to talk about this for days.
This guy over here is waiting for that shit.
I've been waiting for 3 years.
What is it?
It's called The Irishman. So it's based on the book I Heard You Paint Houses. So Jimmy Hoffa was the president of the Teamsters, which is a union. And he's kind of responsible of helping build Vegas through his union money. And he worked with the mob a lot. Long story short, he was killed. And it was mysterious. Like, no one else who killed him. His body was gone.
He's at the Yankee Stadium, bro.
So this dude confessed on his deathbed that he did it. And he was actually one of Jimmy Hoffa's right-hand men. He was one of his best friends. So this guy, this lawyer, wrote this book about him. And it's my favorite book. Like, when you read this book, it's like...
You listened to it?
No, I read it. So, I want to read it again before the movie comes out. But it's like, if when you read this book, it's like if you're talking to a guy at a bar. Like, it's just fucking... It's the way it's written, it's just like a conversation. So, like, you can get through it quick, and it's super entertaining. And they talk about everything from JFK to them, Marilyn Monroe, to, like, the mob stuff and what they're involved in. Super dope. So, long story short, Martin Scorsese... directing the movie, which is a legend. It's Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. The comedian?
Ray Romano.
Yeah, he's in it. I mean, there's a lot of good actors in it.
It's gonna be a dope ass movie.
The guy we saw in Seattle perform.
Joe Coy.
No, he's a rapper.
Oh,
he's on Vice. Fucking delicious. Action Bronson's in it.
Action Bronson? What? I love Action Bronson.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is the biggest budget.
I think. Why you gotta treat me like that?
You ain't played that song? So
dude.
I think they're like up to $150 million on this Netflix.
Why you gotta... What is it?
It's a Netflix original.
Act like a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm.
We saw
did you guys see the video I sent you guys about Action Bronson?
No.
The music video?
I don't think I did.
You motherfuckers never look at what I say in the group message. I'll see you.
No, not at all.
Fuck you guys.
Sometimes. Absolutely not.
No, but we saw him live in Seattle. Most of the time
it's like some rapper that's like, eh.
We saw him live in Seattle and what's his name? The black dude? He was walking around. The rapper.
Mayhem.
He was walking around.
I slapped hands with Mayhem.
He's Lauren. Super cool, dude.
He's big,
down
too,
to earth. Super cool.
I was with little Scott and fucking I just went to the restroom real quick. And we come back, and he walks out. And I was like, oh, what's up? I just gave him a dap. Super cool dude, but I just didn't want to be those people. Like, oh, what's up, man? So what's going on?
But he played the white Bronco and all that. That shit was
dope,
dude. Oh,
he had the horse sound playing?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I sent you that. It's a video I sent you.
Yeah, we've been on that, bro.
We've been on it. No. So that's why we didn't watch it.
Yeah. duh.
Anyways, that movie's going to be dope as fuck. I'm also looking forward for the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. James's dad's in that.
Well, his car is.
No, his dad actually is in the scene too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he's ordering food at a drive-thru.
Damn, what is when cool. Is James going a mountain dad, or something?
Yeah, James is just going to end up making
his
socks.
His dad's Hollywood. It's fucked up because I could see that.
He's the Rob Kardashian of the family and shit. Yeah.
Fuck. It's like, I think
I was wondering if anyone would get
merch coming soon from James.
James's World Socks.
Yo, James, we need those socks, dude, for the pod.
There's little eyes hanging off the side of them. Little black eyes.
On the sock, it just says gay. That's all he says all the time, gay. It's like, you want to go to Coachella? Gay.
Like, what the fuck, fool?
What's wrong with you? But yeah, that movie looks dope as fuck too. And the actor that's playing Charles Manson looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah, it looks legit.
Oh damn.
But that's the one with the dude from Titanic, right?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, Leonardo and
say
Brad Pitt
from Titanic. How do you not know?
I forget. Man, I actually like him. He's a fucking amazing actor. I just can't think of him. Trying to blink.
I've
been drinking
Billy
in the sun all day.
Because we're thinking about James making socks, dude. That's what it is.
The Bruce Lee they used in it looked legit too.
Wait, what?
You didn't see the scene with Bruce Lee? You haven't seen the
I
trailer?
I haven't seen any trailers.
Oh, okay.
2019. Pull
that's
shit.
A good movie.
I heard the Joker one's gonna be nuts.
Dude, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, it's not gonna be like, you can't compare the Joker with Heath Ledger. Like, because it's just two different types, styles of movie. Like,
well,
the way
that's
it's shot.
Like every single Batman that's been out there.
No, but this is different, dude. Like, this is like, Martin Scorsese had a piece of this. Like, he helped direct some of it.
Yeah. And
Robert De Niro's in it, and it's kind of a playoff of his movie, The Comedian. So there's a bunch of Easter eggs in it. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And but it's Joaquin Phoenix, which is a badass.
And he lost mad away. He looks all crazy. Like, you guys got to watch this trailer. Like,
The other day I was watching No Old Man for Country, whatever it's called. No Country for Old Man. Dude, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix is fucking crazy.
Fucking scary.
Well, that movie was in where he's talking to the fucking operating system.
Oh, was it called Her? That was a good movie, too.
I never saw that. I heard it was
good. It was good. Super good. Yeah, that was a beast.
The fucking Toy Story 4?
Oh, I was about to say that shit right now.
Yeah, there's mad merch at Target right now for Toy Story 4.
Well, I'm going Wednesday
shout
for
out.
A screening.
Oh,
sick ass invite.
Yeah. Can I be your plus one?
Can we do our plus four?
I don't have a plus one. I don't get a plus one.
Shout out Target. They stepped up their game.
Well, dude, Target's the shit, dude. I can't step. I mean,
dude,
sometimes because it's convenient because Walmart's closer to me.
Yo, but Walmart.
Man,
shout out
Target
Walmart.
It's worth the drive.
I got some sick ass swim trunks at Walmart for $10.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Dude,
they look
Target
clean
on
too.
Tyler is fucking legit now.
Oh, now they are, yeah.
Legit.
Oh, yeah, they just did a remodel.
They didn't remodel the people that go there.
Dude, it's not as bad as Walmart, dude. It's not as bad as Walmart.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. So what's going on? Like, what made
I
you?
Know.
I only go to Walmart and Target right when they open because these motherfuckers aren't up yet. You know the motherfuckers. You know who you are.
Do they still have the garden section at Target?
The fuck? No.
It's
fucking.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I won't know about gardening until I'm my own.
No,
because
that's how I walk in through
Home Depot?
Walmart all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to go in, I just go in there quick, get what I have to grab, and then just
dude,
check out through there.
I hate
being in those lines.
I hate Walmart so bad.
Yeah, Walmart sucks, dude.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, a second ago, you're like, I fucking love Walmart. I got the shorts with it for 10 bucks.
Yeah, I know.
I love Walmart before 10 o'clock a.m.
I used to like getting the DVDs there for like $5 back when DVDs were popular. Or it was actually going out already, but yeah, you'd find like Top Gun for $5. Again with Top Gun.
I almost won Top Gun like a week ago.
Yeah, we bingo. Almost won the VHS Top Gun nice. In bingo. This bar. Oh, at first class.
Yeah, first class. Bingo nights on Saturdays.
I think that was VHS of it.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite songs is from like a bootleg from the bootleg, but like the instrumental for that song. I think it was like Beanie Siegel. The Beanie Siegel song.
Benny Siegel?
Beanie Siegel. Benny it's a rapper. Beanie Siegel. See, it's like Something in the Air, I think that's what it's called. Can you pull that up on YouTube?
Something in the Air?
Or something like that. And I think it's from, like, he took the instrumental or the chorus from Top Gun. Beanie Siegel, something like that. And, like, this is in high school, and I didn't even have an iPod yet. I had, like, the little square MP3 player. So you wouldn't even know what was next, really. You would just push next.
This one?
Yeah. Feel it in there. There we go. Can we hear that? Gonna be able to, I don't even know if we're going to be able to hear.
Not through your headphones, but maybe.
Shout out to the USA women's soccer team.
No, you can't even hear it.
That can smash on the dudes because they're fucking
whack. It's only played on the program.
Oh, but yeah. Go ahead and listen to that shit. That shit's fucking fire.
Benny Siegel. I haven't heard anything from him in a long ass time.
So what were you doing today, Eric, before you got here?
Before I got here?
Yeah.
I was at the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're talking
about it. Mom's over there. She's doing better, though.
So that's good to hear. Good to hear.
Yep. Just another day.
She's going to Coachella with us?
Hell yeah, she is. She
dude, your mom could party, dude.
I know.
Yeah, dude. I've been there at Yard House a couple times.
Fucking Al drinks drunk. Me sometimes.
Yeah.
She's tight. But Martin, you could take your kids.
Coach well, yeah, you
for
can.
For a day, dude. Oh, a lot of people do that.
No. Yeah, people do that.
A lot. It's actually pretty cool. Like, it's cool when you see those kids on people's shoulders and they're getting that experience. Like that's going to get them into, like,
being more worldly. We'll see what they look like in 10 years. 15 years. I'll see what that experiment is.
Oh, how those kids turn out.
About Woodstock.
Yeah.
I'll see what that is.
Didn't you work with someone that was born at Woodstock?
Me?
Yeah,
I feel like born or yeah. conceived.
Yeah, someone told I forget his name, but he was some older gentleman that was conceived at Woodstock.
It's crazy.
That just sounds like a fatty ass lie. Like how people, my dad says we're Indian and shit.
I don't know. He told me, and I believe him because he's like he was super hippie too. And I don't know, but that's
what there's a few childbirths at Woodstock. They're going to do a new one, but they canceled it.
I thought it was still going. They were just, like, working with the venue or whatever.
I don't know. I have to look into it again, but last I heard, it didn't seem too promising, and I haven't seen ads for it or anything crazy.
I still want to go because Santana's going to play there. That'll be sick.
Yeah. Dude, we listened to Santana's new album, just a couple songs.
Nuh-uh.
It's crazy how good he is at the guitar.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The way that, yeah. like, because, I mean, that's, it's fucked up to say, but, man, I like listening to guitar and guitar riffs, but you don't get that in this day and age.
I need
yeah.
words.
Yeah. Unless you listen
Maria.
No, once you get into like the actual guitar and listen to it, like you can just listen to that, dude. Especially a guy like Santana.
Yeah.
Or Hendrix or whatever. Like
Gary Clark
I'm
Jr.
I'm sorry, but
Gary Clark
Jr. I was just scratching my balls and I'm pulling out Melissa's hair.
What the
fuck? <this? laughs>
Dude, that's too much information.
That's love.
She hears this, she'll be fucked.
That's love. But you can see the hair, right? I'm not lying.
He loves you, Melissa.
What is it doing there?
She does my lawn. Maybe it's, I don't know. Could be a couple things. she got pissed at me because she got razor burn. Because I shaved my pubes and my ass with her razor that she uses.
I
You're using a regular razor for that shit?
What else am I supposed
to do? Buy a machine for that shit. They make machines on him.com and shit for that shit.
No, I have a. Oh, you're talking about for trimming. I'm talking about for like shaving my butthole and shit.
Fuck, you're hairy as fuck, huh?
I'm not hairy as fuck, no.
Because he shaves his butthole. That's why.
Well, because you're not like that's where it keeps the smell. So if you get rid of the hair, you're not smelling when you're sweating at the gym and shit like
that. You're still smelling.
I'm not. What the fuck am I talking to you guys about? Like, you guys are like the most hairiest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
What are you talking about? Eric is not hairy at all, dude. His beard's touching the table.
Yeah,
I can fucking braid his back hair to his fucking
his shoulder hair.
Shoulder.
Try it.
There was a funny thing. I was watching King of the Sting, and they were saying like every guy that has fucking hair on his shoulders is automatically a fucking stepdad. Or like a grown up.
Oh man,
that's what Eric's inspired to be. Nope, trying to be someone steppy.
Didn't he say? Never mind.
Hell no, no kids for me at all.
Did you say you're going to have the operation?
Yeah,
I just want to bring that up.
I forgot the date.
Fucking August 2nd.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's already fucking lined up. Getting snip snip.
What does August 2nd end?
What if you fall in love?
What's a Friday?
Oh, we got a new table, so you guys know. We got a new podcast table.
Yep. We should like moving do a whole video thing the day he gets his little operation.
We should.
Take him to get ice cream afterwards.
We should.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
Oh, shit. I fucking hate L.A.
Why we should do a whole day thing.
Dude. L.A. is dope as fuck.
Because my car is super long.
What day does that land on?
Huh? He said it's a Friday.
It's a Friday?
Hell yeah. Let's do this. Let's document this.
You're driving. I get anxiety driving that fucking shit.
For real?
Is that driving
what? In your car?
This one, my car's so long driving over there. Just people are. Oh, I was thinking about this. Like,
oh yeah, people can drive over there.
I have a truck.
And I've almost got hit like just walking across the street.
No, but like, I'm just at a light. Like people in general in this world. Like I feel like some people just need to be slapped.
I'm gonna get that. It's going to be for the beer podcast.
I thought you were showing a picture of the party guys were at.
No, it was PJ Mask, bro. That was PJ Mask.
Those are the colors of PJ Mask. Blue, green, and red.
I didn't even know what that was, dude.
Anyways, like I was saying.
I don't have kids.
So what were you saying?
That people, I feel like people are so, I think, secure, like not afraid of things. Like people need to be slapped sometimes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I feel like people are just so rude.
Like driving wise in LA, like everyone just don't give a fuck.
Well, look at James for example. Yesterday he was just doing his job and people were fucking yelling at his ass. Granted, it's fucking James,
dude. That ain't shit, dude.
I mean, yeah. If you see James on the street, you're gonna be like, "Fuck you."
You get anxiety driving in LA. Fuck, you'll fucking die driving in TJ, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mexico, dude. It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, especially because they have roundabouts there.
Yeah. Everything is
like
roundabout.
And like the busiest streets. And like the and that roundabout is like matter. Frogger like, on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lanes worst don't even matter.
And the worst is the taxi drivers. Those motherfuckers.
Dude, every car there has a dent. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck. They see fucking California plates.
It's a good, time,
and
it's a good time out there, though. It's the part of the experience.
The tacos are bomb.
You might get your heart rate up for a little bit, but after that, you got to chill.
You got to learn to be aggressive out there.
Yeah.
Aggressive with everything, even fucking like...
Ordering food.
Ordering food, bargaining.
Yeah. They get mad at me when I bargain with them, because I'd be talking shit.
Finding out when the girls first start your shift, so you're the first guy.
What?
You've been wanting to go there, huh? He's been talking about the other part of
shout out to Hong Kong.
I've heard about that. So I've heard.
So you heard, huh?
Heard.
The donkey shows?
Nah.
Do you want to be in one of those?
The Mexican zebras?
Yeah,
were they painted the donkeys?
I took a picture with the Mexican.
When I was a kid, I really thought it was a fucking zebra, dude.
Yeah, me too.
What the fuck? We have zebras in Mexico.
They painted those shits, and like I would see them from far away.
Fucking spray painted them.
The only thing that blew my mind is that we went to TJ. There was an AM PM.
Yeah, dude. There's
but they had French fries.
Yeah.
At the AM PM.
Well, everywhere
I still remember
dude.
That.
There's a fucking Walgreens out there.
And that was when I was a little kid. And I still, that's the one thing I remember.
Do you like AM PM? 8 p.m.
I love it.
Dude, fuck 8 p.m.
The rib sandwich.
Wait till you go to the East Coast and you try fucking... barbecue rib
sandwich.
I forgot what it was called. I thought you could...
Wawa's.
Wawa's, dude.
Is it Wawa's?
Fucking Wawa's, dude. It's out like there in the East Coast.
Dude, it's fucking... They have everything.
They make biscuits fresh.
It's like an A.M. p.m. on steroids.
It's a gas station.
Yeah, gas station slash fucking deli slash fucking...
Like when I was in Pennsylvania, I came back with like...
Slash grocery store.
I went to New York. I went to the... I did a bunch of tourist shit. But the most thing I talked about was the Wawa's. I was so amazed with the stupid Wawa's and shit.
They need one out here, dude.
Hell yeah. Fucking Wawa's is the shit.
The pizza out there, it's ridiculous, too.
Chicago pizza's bomb, huh? Eric?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's good.
It's really good, it's but it's fucking too much. Good,
but it's just a pie.
No, I've had the fire ass way better pizza in downtown Riverside. That I think it's got like Ramones or some bullshit. Like
yeah, Romano's.
That
Romano's
shit's good. Fucking nah,
hell yeah,
Romano's.
Dude.
Romano's is
that
good.
That shit's fire.
But this place in Placentia, Fullerton Placentia. Area.
Yeah.
It's called Tony's.
Tony's Little Italy.
And they're from Chicago, dude. That place. And I've been to Chicago a few times. And that place is better, dude.
Once upon a time in Chicago.
Yeah, that pizza's delicious. I want to go back there.
Yeah, dude.
Like, what's so good about it? Like, is it like homemade?
I think it's in the sauce. The sauce is really good. Like, everything, like, ingredients.
The sauce is amazing. Everything's fucking fresh. It just tastes fresh. But
like, I'm not trying to, like, fucking shit on, like, Chicago pizza because there's good stuff out there. But like, Tony's, they're from Chicago. I think they just won awards and all that, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot what pizza out here that was super good, but I remember going to New York just thinking like, oh man, I'm gonna have the best pizza in the world. I did have some bomb ass pizza, but like I feel like it's overhyped.
What? Oh yeah, the dollar pizza places where you just get that freaking big slice that you can just like fold, and you eat it, it has that perfect crunch.
No, yeah. Those but are delicious. I feel like everyone hypes it up. Like anywhere you go out there, it'll be fire as fuck. But I went to like a fucking Amish place and it was fire as shit. No, it was really good. And then I went to this supposedly authentic Italian place. Like it was well known. It tasted like fucking Little Caesars. Like I was like, what the fuck?
Don't shit on Little Caesars. What the fuck?
Yep, hey, that's
Little
garbage.
Caesars is whack, dude.
Little Caesars with the Buffalo Ranch.
It's garbage.
Fire.
Dude, I used to work there. I worked there in high school. And it's literally like they try to put the little bit of sauce. The shittiest cheese and they don't make the dough. It was just like a pre-made fucking thing.
Fucking a little bit of pubic hairs in there too.
Yeah.
Fucking Little Caesars.
It's all good with the Buffalo Ranch.
Then you're not fucking tasting the pizza. You're tasting
my number
the Buffalo
one
ranch.
Pizza is till the day I die is Costco Supreme.
Oh hell yeah!
Costco Supreme
with the fucking chicken bakes, bruh.
Dude, oh, the chicken bakes.
You know what? I can't
fire.
Argue with you. Costco pizza is bomb.
Fire.
I used to think Chuck E. Cheese pizza. No, what? Actually, I take it back.
Costco pizza.
I take it back.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Costco. We should go right now. Stupid.
It's only $9 for an extra large.
I know. I mean,
dude,
it's cool.
Well, now it should be fucking $5 since people
it's
are shooting,
good, dude. But look at. So one of my favorite pizzas, and I don't know if whoever's listening or two listeners.
Wait,
hold
I'm
on.
Sorry, okay.
Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah.
I thought Shakey's was
with the Papa
shit,
Moyos?
Dude,
Papa
with
Moyos.
The, yeah, dude.
Everyone knows Papa Moyos, bro. Yeah,
dude. Fucking bomb. Dude, I haven't been to Shakey's in forever, but
dude,
I miss
Shakey's
those.
Always
I miss those goddamn potatoes.
Dude.
That shit made my mouth water right now, dude.
You know that on Main, that new lamp, the lamppost? It's not new, but... I was driving today. I was driving past.
Yeah, go there all
that shit
the
looks fire.
It's dope.
It's bomb.
Like, just how they redid it.
Every Raider game.
We've been there like 1,000 times.
Yeah. I go there for the Diablo.
That's when
Diablo
I first started
Ho-ho.
Really drinking beer. I remember I had their half. Their
oh, their
half.
Good. Dude, all their beers are good.
The Diablo
Rojo. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They know me in there. As soon as I walk in, they're like, Diablo? I'm like, hell yeah.
Well, they look at you and they're like, Diablo?
Yeah.
But what about that? Is that crab place good?
Huh?
That crab place?
Across the street? I don't know. I didn't even know if they're open.
Speaking about food, the other day me and Alex went to Dos Chinos.
That place is bomb.
Oh my God.
The
what is that?
99 Cent Ranch Market?
It's a Vietnese Mexican.
It's called Cravings.
Infused food.
Asian Mexican.
Oh, it's a Vietnamese Mexican fusion. It's fucking delicious, dude.
They got like chorizo fried rice.
Mm.
And...
The
stoner burrito. They put shrimp in there, carne asada. I think, do they put chicken in there too? Or no, it's not chicken. It's pork belly.
Yeah,
and then,
pork belly,
and
yeah.
then the fried egg. And the chorizo fried rice.
Alberto's on Pierce here. I come
no,
after this.
No.
My aunt's right. Shout out to Rigoberto's and Fullerton.
Right.
No, dude, you go, what was I gonna say?
We need to go do I still haven't done Korean or the barbecue bullshit where you cook it yourself.
For Jen real? Right here down the
Let's
street.
Let's go, we need to go.
Dude, Jen is fire, dude. We used to go to Jen and just leave stuffed.
Dude, you're not living fucking life right
now. Well, you know what? Never mind. I can't do anything. Never mind.
You are not doing it right.
Because I want a payment plan for Coachella, so I can't go out and eat.
You're broke.
Dude, it's not that much.
But you're paying for yourself.
You can just say you're doing a podcast. Yes. We'll go before the podcast.
We should do a pod in Coachella.
It's part of the podcast, dude. You got to go and
She's balling now, dude. Make her pay for you, dude.
You got to find new experiences to talk about.
No, but I was going to say, we're talking about food, those chinos. Oh, yeah. You got to tell him how good the boiler is. Because when we went to Chino, I wanted him to try the boiler.
Oh, yeah.
And I did want to go, but I just had the Stoner Burrito in my head, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
He doesn't understand. Like, the Stoner Burrito is like
That's a tough call right there.
Nowhere close.
Was that night you guys were going to go where you called to reserve?
What?
And when we were at the trap? You guys went somewhere afterwards. You called to have your own room or something.
That was where we were going to do the state. Had a speakeasy. Oh,
they said boiling.
But we went to those chinos when we came here on Tuesday.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. When we brought the table. Because I bought the table on Chino. And then
I'm pretty sure that place is good. It's bomb as fuck. No, what you guys talk about?
Eric,
I think I'm just
liked
pushing
it so much
it.
He paid for us.
I think I'm. Yeah. But Eric is Eric. Eric pays for shit.
because he
got Farmer Boys.
He wants to pay for Scott.
He got Farmer Boys.
To pay for Scott.
He got Farmer Boys like a couple hours ago. And he didn't say, "Oh, do you want?"
He
anything?
Didn't bring anything. Yeah,
yeah, because all you guys already ate.
How do you know, dude? How do you know?
What?
He did ask me.
What? We did have some bomb ass tacos, dude.
Yeah, shout out to the homie's mom.
Yeah,
Captain.
She got down with her taquero.
Yeah, you got to try the boiler. It's delicious, dude. Cajun food. What did you have last time? The jambalaya?
Jambalaya, yeah.
Jambalaya is fucking delicious. What's the other? What did I have? I forget gumbo. What the hell. Gumbo, yeah. Seafood gumbo.
And they have good beer there, too. Like, decent beer.
Yeah.
You got the Bubba Shrimp.
You have Arrogant Bastard on tap?
Yeah.
Fucking Arrogant Bastard. Is it a fancy restaurant?
Should I buy that
Why
sign?
Why are you whispering at me?
Should I buy that sign?
Is it Arrogant
the stone sign?
Fucking
it's pretty dope.
I think so. Yeah.
Was a stone light up sign?
No. Sure, we can find
be
better
the
signs.
Next
though.
Podcast.
They probably won't be
that's
that cheap. Though.
It's
yeah.
mad cheap. Why not? I don't know.
Everything's cheap.
We're gonna dress
split
this
four
up.
Ways.
Next time when I remember my laptop, I'll bring everything.
I just don't understand that.
Dude, because I was focused on the freaking birthday party.
Oh, what? Not your outfit.
I think I'm getting out the house.
Niece,
I don't know.
Oh, what?
On her birthday, dude. It's a big deal.
What did you do?
Go get a haircut, go shopping.
See,
go pick up Paul,
bullshit. God damn, you didn't do shit.
Usually, I would blame him, but I didn't even think about that shit either.
Yeah, dude, we're just like.
Because we all know Alex is kind of forgetful.
What?
It's not a lie.
I forget to close doors. That's it.
Hey, you don't like locked doors.
I don't like locked doors.
When we came back from Seattle, he went looking for me at the airport, and he forgot his luggage.
Yeah, but you came an hour later, and I was at the bar for an hour. So I was just drunk.
So what we're trying to say is that you have a drinking problem. This is actually an interview.
I did drink a beer at the barbershop. I did drink a beer like at 10 a.m. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Shout out to Art's Barbershop in Hammett.
Art's Barbershop in Hammett.
And I left the house and I turned around and came back to grab the fucking... Because I wanted to play music videos and shit. So, yeah, you're the fucking...
The laptop.
Right.
Dude, I had a meeting with my bosses on Monday while I was still in Tahoe. And they're like, they just wanted to say like some shit, like they're hiring someone else. But they're like, get back to getting shit faced and have a good time out there. I'm like, I'm way ahead of you. I'm sitting on the balcony staring at nature, and I just cracked open a beer. They're like, it's 10 a.m. right now. I'm like, yeah, I woke up at 9. This has been going on for a while. They're like, what the fuck? I was like, yep, bye.
Bye.
See you Tuesday.
stop fucking calling me. Let me drink and shit.
Right?
What are they? Oh, we'll save that for the next one.
But yeah, how's the weather?
Oh, it was beautiful up there.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's pretty nice today.
You guys think we're doing this right?
No.
Are we?
Absolutely not.
I'm 30 and live at my girl's mom's house, so no.
Yeah, it's like a sick ass vacuum, though.
With vacuums in the wall, dude. Fucking elevator.
All right, guys. Look out for our website, 7125 Media, YouTube, social, all that stuff, and subscribe. And we're out.
Bye-bye.